Grasshoppers are becoming a challenge for many gardeners this year. We're looking at solutions next on Western Life Radio.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Get online, on board, and on track with Utah State Parks online education for OHVs and PWCs. OHV education is required for youth aged to 15, and PWC education is required for youth aged 12 to 17. Utah's personal watercraft and off-highway vehicle youth education programs required by law are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov.
Fighting grasshoppers early can help you beat the big numbers. Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners discusses some options.
Grasshoppers are big, they're mean, they're nasty. They're already flying this year. They seem to be developing really fast, and there seem to be a lot more of them than usual. Grasshoppers are one of the hard things because you can spray and spray and spray on your quarter acre a lot, and they just pile in from everywhere else. I equalize and they'll come in. Now, I guess you gotta do what you gotta do if you got a really bad grasshopper problem. I've never felt like I've had to spray for grasshoppers, but if you're gonna do it, get them when they're young and take care of the problem when they're young, and you'll have a much, much more higher likelihood of success if you go ahead and treat it with Nolo when they're young. Now, Nolo is not a chemical poison. It is a bacteria that infects the hoppers and they die. It's fairly successful. It works better on young hoppers, and you may actually get some sustained work with it. It may actually work for a longer bit of time. It's usually sold as a bait. If you're looking for safe hopper control, that's the way to do it, but don't expect it to have a lot of control over a small area. Again, you'll kill every hopper in your area, or you can, in theory, kill every hopper in the area, and everything else from just oversight, the other side of the fence, will hop over or fly over or walk over and reinfest the area.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.